Hello, this is Andrew Corbett, and welcome to our Leaders Coaching for the Bible study series, Different, Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. This is study number 5, which is entitled A Different Wisdom. Colossians study number 5 is based on Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, which says this, "For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ." Again, as with all of these studies, I recommend that you, as much as you can, involve people. In fact, you may even want to ask someone to lead the whole study the following week. Just give them the next study, study number 6. And which is a different salvation, and ask them, hey, Fred, Betty, Jill, John, whatever your name is, can you lead the study next week? Here's the notes, and it's up to you. Ball's in your court. I'll just be a participant. See how you go. This is a part of your job, I would think, to train up new leaders. So tonight, or this morning, or this afternoon, whenever you're meeting, I always recommend that you just start informally. Start with some kind of refreshments, and then from there, move into a different zone, whether you move from a room or sit down at a table, whatever it is, that there's a different atmosphere created. And in that atmosphere, you can ask an icebreaker question, just so the group gets to know each other a bit better. The question could be, if you could go anywhere in the world for any amount of time, where would you go and how long would you stay? See what the group says. And then, yeah, it's just an insight. You may also want to do what I generally recommend, and that is ask 2 questions. What are you thankful for? And what would you like prayer for? Those 2 questions give you tremendous insight into where people are at. And as you ask those 2 questions, I recommend that you note down what people say they're thankful for and what people request prayer for. And then at the end of the night, remind people of the prayer requests, and then invite people to pray for one of the prayer requests that were shared through the night. All right, a different wisdom. Again, encouraging you to have people to read the paragraphs or the questions, but it says this, "The Apostle Paul held grave concerns for the Colossians. To counter the dangerously false teaching from the Gnostics, the imprisoned apostle wrote 2 epistles intended for the Colossians. The first was the epistle to the Ephesians. They were to exchange their epistle with the one written to the Colossians. The 2 epistles are complementary. Both are about Christ's relationship to his church." So just a note there for you to be aware of. Ephesians emphasizes the body of Christ. Colossians emphasizes the head of the body, that is Christ. Question number 1, note Colossians chapter 2 verses 1 to 2. Circle the correct answer. When confronted with the news that the Colossian church was being infiltrated by Gnostics, even though the Apostle Paul was in prison, Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 to 2 says this, "For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ." So there's the scripture. Paul is confronted with the news that the Gnostics are infiltrating the Colossian church. He's in prison. He can't go there. He physically can't be there to correct it. So select the best option. Option A, he knew that there was nothing he could do about it. B, he didn't want to create an unnecessary confrontation. Option C, he chose to address the dangerous teachings head on by writing his epistles to the Colossians and the Ephesians. D, he struggled and prayed earnestly for them to the full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. E, he did both C and D. And hopefully, everyone will see that he did both C and D. And the point there is that he was confronted with a problem. So what did he do? Did he just throw his hands in the air and go, c'est la vie? Did he just throw his hands in the air and go, well, all I can do is pray? And the answer really often is that it's not quite true that all you can do is pray. You can pray and do something. If you're a parent, it might be that you pray and send an email to your wayward child, just letting them know that you love them, you care for them, you're thinking of them. You maintain that fellowship. It could be something like that. So that